This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A local station master has been arrested after a passenger train and a cargo train collided in Greece on Tuesday night. Dozens died in the country's deadliest rail crash in living memory. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The man is denying any wrongdoing and has attributed the accident to a possible technical failure, according to government and police sources. The passenger train and a cargo train collided head-on on Tuesday night outside the city of Larissa, killing dozens and wounding more. Many of the victims are thought to be university students on their way back from a long holiday weekend. The passenger train was carrying over 350 people and heading to the city of Thessaloniki on the Aegean coast, according to Hellenic Train data. The government has declared 3 days of national mourning, with flags at half-mast.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Now just passing the one-year mark of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Kyiv still stands despite brutal assaults and nonstop shelling. Still, the war shows no sign of ending. The podcast Flashpoint Ukraine spoke to VOA correspondent Anna Chernikova on how residents in Kyiv are coping and preparing for more.
Unfortunately to say, but people got used to this, to this kind of conditions, to this kind of life. Everyone expected some massive shelling on the so-called anniversary of full-scale invasion on the 23rd and 24th of February, but it didn't happen. So right now, people around Ukraine, including in Kyiv, are actually expecting massive shelling every day.
Find the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine online at voanews.com. Israel's closest ally, the U.S., on Wednesday demanded Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu disavow a call for a Palestinian village to be erased. This is VOA News. Nigerians awoke to a new president on Wednesday, with ruling party candidate Bolo Tinubu declared winner of the country's election. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Tinubu may have thanked supporters in the capital, Abuja, but on the streets of the sprawling Lagos, Nigerians like craftsman Mufta Muhammad Yusuf ponder the agenda for the president-elect.
He should not be tribalistic when he should take everybody along.
As Tinubu appeals for reconciliation with his rivals, many are already demanding a re-vote in Africa's most populous nation. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Burkina Faso has scrapped a 1961 agreement on military assistance with France, a move that comes only weeks after it told the French ambassador and troops supporting its anti-jihadist campaign to quit the country. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
The Burkina-Bay Foreign Ministry advised the French government that the country was, quote, renouncing the technical military assistance agreement reached in Paris on April 24, 1961, end quote. This according to the correspondence dated Tuesday. The accord was forged between the newly independent Republic of Upper Volta, as Burkina Faso used to be called, and its longtime colonial power. The move marks a further downward spiral in relations since the military toppled Burkina's elected president last year. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
U.S. states are cracking down on nurses with fake and fraudulent academic credentials from caring for patients after three Florida schools were accused of selling thousands of bogus diplomas. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
New York regulators told 903 nurses in recent weeks to either surrender their licenses or prove they were properly educated. States are acting in the wake of Operation Nightingale, a federal investigation into what officials say was a fraud scheme in which several now-closed Florida nursing schools accused of selling phony diplomas and transcripts. About 7,600 students paid for them, according to prosecutors. In some cases, they were experienced LPNs seeking to become RNs, and some had been healthcare providers in other countries. Julie Walker, New York.
Authorities say a U.S. man was arrested after an explosive was found in a bag checked onto a Florida-bound flight at an airport in the eastern state of Pennsylvania. Prosecutors allege a suitcase the 40-year-old checked in on Monday at Lehigh Valley International Airport to a flight bound for Orlando contained a compound suspected to be that used in commercial-grade fireworks, as well as flash powder. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.